Blog Talk Radio.
Our destiny is greatness, people. Why?
Because God did it.
Come on with it.
Talk to him.
Hey, Nick and E in the morning.
You know why they yawning,
yawning.
Talk to him.
Come on, E.
Get them out the way.
Come on.
Ain't got way about that.
We loosen the roof, baby.
Lathoric.
It's happening.
Colossal!
Our destiny is great.
Talk to him.
That's right, baby. We are back. It is Topic Tuesday, and we are ready to go today. Baby. What's going on with you, E? What's up? Hey, I get myself hyped.
Man,
I'll be feeling good when I'm done.
It's amazing. It's amazing how far you can go with that at 6:30 in the morning. I know so many people listen to the top of the show, and they're saying, Jesus, is he hollering? Is he hollering this early? Why is he hollering?
Well, I
hope these last few hollers are good enough hollers to help y'all through the winter and holiday season as we go on hiatus. You know what? I always do business show business on the air these days, but you know I've been thinking that we need to, because you see this year we're doing an extra week because we postponed the premiere a week because of July 4th. But I'm thinking we need to begin the second week of the month from here on out, simply because I like for Worship Wednesday, the last Wednesday of the month, to lead us into our finale week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, this was the first time we did that, but it was quality. It was so
right.
Quality. Because obviously we just started, you know, doing Worship Wednesday as the last Wednesday of every month this fall season, but it just worked out so well. We just kind of just moved right into the season finale or the fall season finale. So I'm with you, bro. I'm with you. I like it too.
Yeah. Now, first of all, let me say there's no need to fear because your fantasy football champion is still here. I had to make sure I say that because I don't know if the season's going to be over by the time we start back up. And, I mean, I'm pretty sure I'll be champion again. But just know for right now that your champion's here. Now, anyway, today we're talking
I tell you what else still here. Them dishes still here, too. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's cute. Mm. That's cute. Now, I want you all to know, okay, listen. Ask yourself this question. Ask somebody else, if you will. Just ask the question into the air. Just ponder your thoughts. Ponder your cognition on this thesis, on this prompt, if you will. Will we see another black president? Will we see another black president? There's so much that I think goes into that question. Will we see another black president? Now, we see, granted, we do have a female who's in the running this time. We do see that immediately after President Obama's administration, we're right back to white as usual, business as usual, and whiter than it's ever been, some may argue, or at least white as it's been since the 60s or the 70s. I mean, make America great again. Now, is this a sign that what we saw was an anomaly? That's what we're going to talk about today. We are going to do Really Relevant, but I just want you to get thinking about it. Really quickly, I want to say that the one bright spot, that was a disrespectful thing to say. One of the brightest spots of the Obama administration is the unemployment rate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for black Americans overall, This number is from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The unemployment rate has slid from 12.7% to a lower number. I'll tell you when we discuss it, because my computer just crashed. It slid from 12.7% when Obama was inaugurated to 8.8%. It's my computer's back to 8.8%. So it's down 30.7%. This is unemployment we're talking about for Black Americans. Okay. Now, did you want to give us a nugget on the topic before we really relevant?
Oh yeah, man. Listen. That's unprecedented success, man. Like, and to be completely honest, like 30.7%. A lot of that is attributed to Obamacare and what that was able to do as it relates to jobs. There's been a lot of backlash around that as well, as next year the premium goes up and people for the middle class and the higher class. But, you know, President Barack Obama's stint as far as statistics are concerned are really better than any other president we've seen in the last 20 years, man. It really gets ridiculous when we look at the list of whopping statistics that are alarming. But I won't be long. But, man, 30.7% is crazy.
Is it ridiculous? You know, I think you're going to be surprised at a few things I have to say, and I think you're going to be surprised at what our Facebook responders to the topic have to say. This discussion may not go how you think it's going to go. It's going to be very, very poignant, very, very interesting coming up. Now, if you don't mind, we're going to end the show. We had a wonderful five things last week and the week before, but with everything that's been happening, we're going to end the show with Just Fine or Out of Line with Nicholas Christian, if that's okay with everybody. We're just gonna bust it up. We're just gonna talk some politics or some World Series. I don't know what we're going to do, but it's going to be fun. You don't want to miss that. Now that that's out of the way, you ready for this?
I'm about ready, bro.
What's really relevant? The Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority, better known as SEPTA, has agreed to strike us. Okay, they have stricken us today. The strike restarts today. Now, they've gone on strike sporadically from time to time for as long as I think I can remember, to be honest. I believe I was in high school when they were going on strikes, and my mom had to drop me off at school, which was not only embarrassing. I don't want my mom, you know, just pulling up to the front of the school, but I also don't want to inconvenience my mother, and I don't want everybody to be inconvenienced. Traffic is going up. People are going to be waiting in traffic because everybody's got to get a ride places. The city goes mad. The city goes mad when this happens. And I see people all over my Facebook saying SEPTA is selfish, and this is written. Now, this is no news, of course, to people who don't live in Pennsylvania, but a wealthy portion of our listening audience lives in this city of Philadelphia and the surrounding areas in Pennsylvania that are serviced by SEPTA. So, is this? I want to say Just Fine or Out of Line, but that's not what we're doing yet. But what do you think, bro? Now, I want to say the everything else I think is still going, like the other than the main two lines, which is the Broad Street line and the Market Frankfurt line. Those are the workhorses, and they are down. But the regional rail and everything else, I think, is still going. There's a flat rate during the SEPTA strike for people who want to park downtown. There's a flat rate of like $10 on certain streets. So the city is trying to accommodate, but this is a rough season. This is a rough few days, or however long it goes. Is this a waste of our time, bro?
It's not a waste.
What's that?
It's not a waste. And you know what? the bigger issue that is at hand, and I want our listeners to know that if this strike continues to next week, that I'll be renting the van, and I'll be posting to Facebook. I'll be picking y'all up because y'all got to get to vote. This time is the worst timing for something like this to happen, because you think about it, E, who rides the bus? You know, we have our African Americans who are on this bus as public transportation to get to and from work, but more importantly, E, to get to and from the polls. So now you got Scepter on strike, prayerfully only for today. Again, we've seen this before. It's lasted longer than a week before. I think it was last year when this happened, or the last time it was happening, it was about 6 days. We can't afford to have Scepter down when it's time to get out and vote. We can't afford that. So this is alarming, man. It's scary because, as we've seen with Birth of a Nation, where a rich movie with great content and awareness was overshadowed by other things that happened and went on with Nate Parker, and you know the going out and the support of the movie was encumbered because of it. Similar things can happen with voting, God forbid, right? I mean, you have this huge election and no way to get to the polls because SEFTA is out here talking about they negotiations aren't going the way they're supposed to. And I'm not against this because I feel for union workers, man. You know, there's a lot of pros and a lot of cons for union workers, and I feel for them. They should get the money that they deserve and that they work for and get paid for the hours they put in. But you know, it's bad timing, and it's never the right timing. You know, it's like standing up for injustice. Right, you know, it's never the right timing, you know, when it's not you, right? But I'm just saying, you know, right now is tough. So if it goes till Tuesday, y'all can expect me to be calling out of work and picking up folk, driving around this great city, picking up folk and taking them to the polls because we have to vote.
Yeah.
We got the vote.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's big. Somebody's got to do that. We do have to vote. Now, granted, a lot of people walk to the polls because a lot of people go to their neighborhood polls because the polls are like in the neighborhood. But I wouldn't deny that there's still a wealthy amount of commuters, poll commuters. So we're going to need that. Somebody's got to do that. Those are great sentiments. I was hoping that you would address the labor union side of this. I kind of try to address the inconvenience, and it's amazing how much worth they have. I mean, they really know their worth if they inconvenience the entire city by just shutting down two lines of transportation. It is amazing how much that causes and how much of a trickle effect that reverberates. Now, I think that's that. So here we go. Here we go, people. We're doing this. We're doing this. I told you to ask yourself this question, and we're coming back right now to another black president. Will there be another black president? Now, I said to begin the show that unemployment is down by 30%. Now, I want you to know that might be the best statistic that Barack Obama has. Now, maybe I'm playing devil's advocate here. I think President Obama is the best president of all time, at least the best president that I have ever seen in my 25 years. However, as black people, what do we really want? We want unemployment to go down. That's a given. However, there's a few more things I'll highlight before I continue. First of all, more ominously, the adjusted labor force participation rate for black Americans across the board has slipped from 63.2% to 61.2%, which is down 2.4%. The labor force the participation rate for black teenagers has also went down from 29.6% to 28.6%, so it's down 2.7%. I know it seems as though it's going up, but it means that less teenagers are working, less black teenagers are working. And there's tons of things that haters can lament and highlight. There's tons of bad statistics that come from his administration. We have to cling to that unemployment rate, I'll tell you that much, because what people can say is that President Obama has not been good for black Americans. And tons of black Americans can say, and they do say, quite misleadingly, I believe, that President Obama does not fully represent black America. And he does not, and because of that, he cannot fight for black America as someone else can fight for black America. Now, we know he went to Harvard. We know he's, we know that even though he may have spent some time residing in the South Side of Chicago, he wasn't really in the South Side of Chicago. I mean, he didn't go through gang violence. He didn't go through rough, impoverished schools. Now, I just want to say that we have to, and I'm going to let Nick go. I'm going to let you go in a second. But what do we get with another black president? Now, people like Abraham Lincoln, I mean, freed slaves. I mean, there have been white presidents that have done a lot for black America. We don't necessarily need a black president to fight for black America. A lot of us want black presidents for selfish reasons. Okay, remember, I'm playing devil's advocate here. But I want you to know that, and I want you to think, what are the odds of us having another black president? Now, I said that our responses on Facebook were shocking, because even though I say all that I say right now, I do have hope. I do have hope that there are some brothers out there that are just as brilliant, that are just as gritty, and just as bold and feisty and clever as a President Obama that can do it. People constantly responded to this question negatively. Nobody believes we'll see another black president. And in response to those people, I'm saying, first of all, that we don't need one. Know that. Know that we can do what we need to do, and we can progress, and we can become who we need to become, and we can fight for our culture and for African American rights without a black president. We don't need a black president. I mean, it's great to have seen one finally become president. It's not the end of the world that we have white people again running in office. I mean, white people can fight for black rights too. And I want you to know that even though a lot of you think that it's not going to happen, I don't necessarily feel that way. I feel that we're closer. There's a lot of brilliant brothers out there. I feel that we're closer than a lot of you may think. And I have a lot more opinions, but I've been talking for too long. Go ahead.
So just to start, Michelle will be the best president ever. That's first.
I wanted to address that too. Go ahead.
I just can't wait to vote for her. Like, I just can't wait to vote for her. I wish she ran.
I don't think she's gonna run. But go ahead.
I just pray she does. Like, just go and run. Just run the country better than anyone has ever done. But anyway, President Barack Obama, he gets a bad rap. He gets a bad rap by black people. And, you know, whites. And it gets a bad rap because black people expect him to be the president of the African Americans, and white people just don't like the fact that he's been president and been successful. And he has been successful because, first and foremost, you have all of the people in whopping numbers who came out and supported him in 08, then again in 2012. But in between those years, those same people, the 96% of African Americans who were voting and vowed to vote for President Barack Obama to make presidency, they sat on their behinds and didn't vote at all when it was time to vote for Congress or Senate locally. And so now you have President Barack Obama, a black and African American man in office, trying to pass bills and trying to put in, you know, petitions and all of these things, laws, they're all being denied. They're all being denied because you have a Democratic president up against a Republican Congress and Senate. so he can't get anything through. He can't even pick. He can't even pick the judge. I can't think of the position because they just said no. That's never ever happened in the history of the United States. Okay, so when we look at these statistics, when we look at the numbers that seemingly put down African Americans, there should be a huge asterisk, maybe four of them, on each one of the statistics that says that this is because black people decided to sit on their behinds when it was time to put Democrats in office so he could help us. Because that's really the issue here. The issue isn't that President Barack Obama just said no to African-American males and to African-Americans and black people when he got into office. No, that's not the issue. There is an order. There is a government that takes place. That's what he's running. And so the only way he can run it is if he follows the rules and regulations that have been put in place by, his predecessors, right, years and years ago. So by following those rules, he has to go through the Senate and the Congress, and they are all Republicans, all of them, two Democrats there. So how can he get anything passed? We got lucky that Obamacare got passed because that was before the election came up for all of them. Trust me, when the election came up for the seats there, they were not going to let us get President Barack Obama some Democrats because they knew what he would do for African Americans and for black people. So we can't sit here and we can't say, oh, the statistics are down 2.7%. Oh, this is down 30%. This is up 30%. This all of that is, oh my God, wow. It's only that bad. That's what needs to be said because he's sitting in office and he's trying to be the president of, you know, first of all, the entire country when he's got a Republican Senate saying no to everything and a Republican Congress saying no to everything he's trying to pass for the inner city, for African-American males. So it's if we look at the list of things he's vetoed, if we look at the list of clemency that he's been able to do for African Americans, I mean, he's let more people out of jail than any other president in the history of the United States. So yep. When we look at these numbers and when we judge President Obama, we need to put a bold asterisk next to every one of the statistics that says this is because and this is. Even this is successful even with the fact that when President Barack Obama needed us most, we were nowhere to be found. Because how can you president for, and that's the first thing. And the second thing is can we just agree that President Barack Obama is the president of the United States and not the president of African Americans? You know, the expectation going in is President Barack Obama is going to go into office and he's going to change the world for African Americans. Come on, how can he do that in 8 years? It took hundreds of years, okay, for us to get where we are. Now President Barack Obama in an 8-year term is going to go in and change it for forever. He has put things in place. He has put laws in place to bills in place. At the best of his ability with the Senate the way it was and the Congress the way it were. And now it's up to us to get out and make the right decision in voting this year so that everything that he's put into place can continue to grow and we can see it come full circle. People are complaining about Obamacare being this big issue because the premiums are jumping up for the middle class and the wealthy next year, that it's going to be, $2,000 a month for some of the middle class and some of the higher class. Obamacare wasn't created for them anyway. Obamacare was created for those people who didn't have any money, who couldn't get insurance, the inner city people, the people in poverty who had no way to pay. And let me tell you something, the premiums for them are going down or staying even. That's what this was designed for. It was designed to get the middle class back paying and the people of higher class who aren't paying anything because of tax holes and loopholes to start paying like a normal American. So please stop posting and sharing these President Barack Obama bashing terms on my timeline saying, oh, the premiums are going to jump high for the middle class. And that was what it was supposed to do. That's why the white people and the higher class did not like it because they knew they would be paying more money for it. That was the point, to get them paying so that the economy can come back around. So please, 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 when you decide to rate President Barack Obama, do so with intelligence and do so with the asterisk in knowing that he would have helped African Americans 1,000 times more had we had gone out and got Democrats in those seats so that they would approve some of the things he wanted to do.
All right. Now, and we're going to get to just final out of line because I want to rip through that so we can end the show on time. And this is our last Topic Tuesday for 2 months. So I want to have a proper farewell. I got to say, though, that you've been exceptional in those last six or seven minutes. That was an awesome take. Everything you said was just amazing. I promise it was just amazing. And I felt like you had something to get off your chest. You really let it go. But I got to ask you to answer the question. I don't know if you have yet. Do you think we'll see another black president?
Michelle Obama will be our next black president.
You got to chill. Y'all got to chill. I got to be honest. I'm sick of it. I don't think this is unrealistic, people. This is unrealistic. I mean, I would love nothing more. Don't get me wrong. But it doesn't have to be Michelle Obama.
Why do you think it's unrealistic?
Because I don't think she's going to run. I don't think she's showing any political intent. I think she's the first lady, and people who want to make her something else are selfish. That's exactly why. I don't think you should impose your agenda on her. Let her be one of the best first ladies of all time. Let her do that.
No. Let me clarify. She is the best first lady of all time, she's the most educated of all time, has in a couple speeches kind of gave a little hope that there was a shot. And let me tell you something. There is no way that Michelle Obama will not run. There's no way. There's no way.
I say there's no way she will run. She's given good speeches. I mean, that's cute. Cory Booker's given great speeches. Joe Biden's given good speeches. I mean, these people aren't going to run for president.
I wouldn't write Cory Booker off either. Because he's not too far away.
Cory Booker is one of the best commencement speakers of Hampton University history. Just put that out there.
He's one of the best presidential speakers of the Democratic Party in history, too. Let's put that out there.
He never officially ran. He should officially run. We're making this a personal conversation. Can you stop being selfish?
Sorry.
Okay. All right, real quick. We got 2 minutes now. 2 minutes. Thanks to Nick. Now, first of all, I want to do this. I want to do this for our listeners. Terrell Owens. I don't know if you saw this. Terrell Owens says that he is available and that he can help the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, I don't know. Me and Nick were together Sunday night in agony watching Jordan Matthews and Nelson Aguilar drop passes. Okay? We don't have a receiving corps in Philadelphia. Terrell Owens says he's available and that he can help the Eagles. Bro, just fine or out of line.
You know what? I don't even know, because our receivers have been about terrible. But it's not lying. Terrell know he garbage.
Now I don't think I've ever known your answer more than I've known your answer to this next question, but. we will inaugurate a brand new president in this coming January, okay? And we will know who that person is going to be in just 7 days, okay? One more week, and we will know who won the election. Election night is 7 days away. You understand? Now, leading up to the election, leading up to Election Day, we've seen this email scandal be taken to trial all of a sudden within the past week. But that's not all we've seen. In the past day or two, there have been some released statements. USA Today, Huffington Post. There have been some statements about Donald Trump and his taxes. Now, we know as a person, he's about as bad as it gets, okay? We know about the women groping. We know about all of that. But the one thing professionally that we have on him more than anything else is this tax thing, and it has come out. He's released some tax returns, and it has come out that he has withheld over tens of thousands of taxes. Just find her out of line.
bro, you know what? He's out of line. And you know what?
And he's ugly. Oh, go ahead.
What did we expect? What did we expect from him? Did we expect the taxes to just come out and he paying them? No, we can take across the country. Half the millionaires out here ain't paying the taxes they supposed to. They just hiding it in nonprofits that they started. Nonprofits that ain't did no work for the community. Just sitting around, just being a tax write off. Man, I'll tell you what. Hey government, I hope you're listening. Your tax system is terrible. It's disgusting. You take hundreds of dollars out of my check. I don't know where it's going. The streets aren't working around here. As soon as it snows, take 3 days for the snow to be clear. I don't know what my money's going to because schools are closing down and you're opening up jails. I don't know what my money's going to. So the tax system's retarded. It's stupid. I shouldn't say retarded. The tax system is
no, retarded's fine. We can go with retarded.
It's insensitive, but it's disgusting. And you all
yeah
be
yeah.
All of the government
up there. Yeah, I'm glad you said what we wanted to hear. Last but not least, living in Philadelphia, especially in between Philadelphia and a city that I frequent, the Big Apple, New York. I frequent New Jersey. I go to New Jersey a lot. It's right there in the middle. You've got Atlantic City, okay? You've got a bunch of stuff. North New Jersey, you've got Camden, you've got Newark. And one of the biggest perks about New Jersey being here next to us in Philadelphia is New Jersey gas. Okay, cheap gas has been a benefit of people living in New Jersey and people who travel through and to New Jersey for just about as long as I think I can remember. However, that ends today. Starting today, cheap gas in the Garden State, New Jersey, is a thing of the past. Okay, gas prices are spiking in New Jersey. Why can't we have good things? This Republican governor, Chris Christie, and the state's legislator agreed to raise the gas tax by 23 cents. Are you kidding me? And it will go from 14.5 cents per gallon to 37.5 cents. All these cents don't make no sense, bro. Just fine out of line.
You know what, bro? It's just fine. I'm tired of it every time I come around. They ain't got to get out the car. Nobody they pumping the gas for them. No. I'm tired of it. If I gotta pay all this money for gas, y'all gotta pay it for gas. Y'all in the South of the area, get them taxes on the gas. Make them pay. Selfish. I don't care.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Listen here. We're talking about unity. We're talking about personal relationship unity. That doesn't make sense. We're talking about unity within relationships and or within our personal relationships, as well as the unity of our country. Okay, we're talking about different shades of unity, and we're talking about whether party lines represent that unity properly. We're talking about whether Donald Trump and Republicans across the board and the the party lines as a concept really works in favor of the phrase, "In God we trust." Because Lord knows, God is not about division. That's what we're talking about with Dr. Deacon Brian Moore, who we got Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
I can't wait. I can't wait. That's
Oh, yeah. Going to be exceptional. Hey, listen, if you want more, then you should probably turn on the radio somewhere else. But we gave you a lot this morning, but we want to make sure that you get this. We want to make sure that you know that no matter what you do, no matter what I do, no matter what he does, that our destiny, my destiny, your destiny, Eric's destiny, all of our destiny is greatness. And it's not because of you, it's not because of me, not because of us, it's not because of he, surprisingly. Our destiny is greatness.
Nice.
Why, brother? Come on.
Because God did it.
Yes, sir, because God did it. I holler at y'all. Our destiny is greatness because God did it. I holler.
That's it, baby. That's it.